Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, and today we're going to be joined by Mod 4 driver Robert Holquist. We're also going to hear from Aaron Betts from Murray County Speedway, Tom Wagaman from Ogilvie Raceway, and our old friend Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings, right after a few words from our sponsor.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace a sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Get more muscle for your money with Dixie Chopper Lawnmowers. We've been handcrafting the toughest and fastest zero-turn mowers for over 40 years. Dixie Chopper offers a full line of residential, commercial, and industrial mowers to meet every customer's needs. Visit your local Dixie Chopper dealer today or visit online at DixieChopper.com.
For 50 years, reuse and recycle is not a new concept to us. Miskin Auto Parts has been recycling your old vehicles since the Beatles were still together. Just call us and we'll send one of our friendly drivers right to you and haul away your old retired vehicle. Scrap prices are up, so it's a good time to clean up those unwanted vehicles and get money in your pocket. Give us a call at 507-684-2100 or online at Miskin.com. Miskin Auto Parts, in God we trust.
Partnering with hog and cattle producers throughout the United States, Altenburg Construction has almost 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction also uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity to protect your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, stop into one of their two locations in Louisville, Minnesota or Ziering, Iowa. Call 888-435-2210 or see altenburgconstruction.com.
Are you looking to join a team of hardworking and motivated individuals? Look no further than Bulldog Coatings. We are the industry leader in concrete coatings and we are looking for full-time installers. We are located in Faribault and install in southern Minnesota and the Twin Cities. Experiencing concrete is awesome, but not required. We are happy to train qualified candidates. Join us and enjoy working outdoors, learning new skills, and becoming part of a great team. Contact us to apply now and be part of something great at Bulldog Coatings. BulldogCoatingsMN.com.
When one of your appliances breaks down, you need help and you need it fast. Contact Sorensen's Appliance Service. Racer owner Ben Bainey and racer Travis Underdahl service the entire Cowes listening area. Sorensen's Appliance Service. People you know that will get your appliances serviced with trained technicians. Contact them today at 256-7766. That's 256-7766.
Shevland Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers the highest quality garbage removal, trash pickup services, and roll-off dumpsters at great rates. Commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Contact Shevland Enterprises today, and new customers will get 6 months for the price of four. If you prepay, call 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Hi, this is Dane Evans from Hardman Lubricants and Chemicals, your VP Race Gas Distributor. You are listening to Driver's Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver's Segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Robert Holquist. And Bob, during the day, you run excavation equipment for Crans Well and Excavation. It is an art to watch an equipment operator who has developed years of skill and experience. It's amazing.
I've been running heavy equipment now for a little over 40 years, I guess it was. I started when I was about 18. I started running equipment, or a little younger than that, I guess, 16, and been running equipment ever since.
When I called you to schedule our interview, you told me a great story about how this whole deal started. Your son, Dustin, needed some help in his cruiser, and from there, it's history.
Yeah. He started racing about 2004, 2003, I guess it was, and him and a buddy had a two-man cruiser. They raced in Montevideo and Madison and his buddy got hurt his back that one time, so he asked me, he goes, "You want to jump in and give her a try?" I said, well, I I'll try it once to see if they like it or not. And that was the biggest mistake I made, because next year I had to go buy a pure stock, and we started racing them from then on.
Most people don't get started at that age, but once you were hooked, you've been doing it now for over 20 years consistently.
Yeah, we got started, you know, pretty late in age. I was back before I did the races and stuff. When I turned about 23, I was an old man then too. I started bull riding, and I rode bulls for about 10 till I was about 36. And I finally said I was too old for that, and had a couple of years where I didn't do nothing. And then the kid got me started in this racing, and yeah, it just keeps the guy going and keeps the guy young. It gives me something to do every night in the wintertime out in the garage, you know, and building my car or building bodies for my son and a couple other Mod 4 guys I usually build bodies for. So it gives me something to do. It keeps me active.
What was your wife's reaction when you told her about this brilliant racing idea you had?
Well, she was all for it because she was always along with us too when my son started racing. So we always went to the track together. All of us was at the track. And she thought it was pretty cool at the time, but after 20 years, it's not so cool anymore.
Your first endeavor, as you said, was the Peer Stock division at Montevideo in Madison. Peer Stocks at Madison Speedway. I don't know if it's just the track configuration, but watching Peer Stocks and Street Stocks, what an awesome display they put on for the fans.
Yeah, that was a fun racetrack. I miss that racetrack. We used to race there, and then to race Mod 4s and Supers there and stuff, and that was a fun racetrack. I don't know, just for some reason it fit them cars real well, it did, because it was usually pretty much wide open all the time out there.
Then you and Dustin both jumped into one of my favorite classes, Super Stocks. The look and the sound. There's nothing like the sound of a good running Super Stock, and there are ton of talented drivers in that division.
Oh yeah, when we got into the Super Stocks, that was probably back to about 2006, 2007, somewhere around there. They are a fun car. They're pretty economical. I mean, as far as putting them together and running them, and the pace and what you get paid and stuff. So they are good that way. And yeah, there is some big talent up there. You get up in that Minnesota area. I tell you what, you had your hands full when you went up there to race. You had the Sabrassis and the Johnsons, Timmy Johnson, and all them guys up there. And it was fun. And Dave Moss, I mean, them guys, they was fun to race with. And if you needed help, they would, you know, help you out. I had Dave help me out a couple of different times. And yeah, that was a fun class to race.
And if you could pull out a win against those guys, it really meant something.
Yeah, it was really tough to even think about getting a win against them guys. I mean, we won some heat race against them stuff, but never got a feature against them guys up there. So just kind of the local guys around here. But it was fun. As long as you could be competitive, you know, if you could get a top five run against them guys up there, you felt pretty good about that.
In 2014, you moved into the Mod 4 division and have been in that division for 9 years. Why Mod 4s? What was it about that division that drove you to it?
Well, there's another time there. The kid got out of the Supers a couple of years before I did, and he was into that. And it was just getting at the point where we was doing other stuff, and it was getting so expensive to keep everything going. And this Mod 4 looked a lot more economical, and it was a fun class, and it was fast. It got so costly running the Super Stock and stuff like that, so that's why we jumped into the Mod 4s. And it's been a blast ever since. I didn't know if I'd like it or not, but that little car, open wheel car like that, but they have been a lot of fun to run.
For listeners who may not have Mod 4s in their area or they've never seen the division, walk us through a Mod 4 from the front bumper to the rear bumper. What makes them different from the other classes? What are you running for a chassis? What's under the hood for an engine?
Okay, well, they look just like a B mod modified. They're all pretty much the same. We can run a 5-inch spoiler on ours. And, you know, as far as the configuration, they look, they're just a little shorter, like about 14 foot long and a little narrower. And we run just about everybody out there runs a 2.3 Ford motor, the little Ford motors, four-cylinder motors in them. They're four-cylinder, and then you got to run the manual transmission that came in the old Pintos and stuff like that. And you can run an 8-inch rear end, similar to the 9-inch. It's about to, and there's not really much difference. You get them on a dry, slick racetrack, we can be real competitive with the mods and stuff as time-wise and stuff like that, just because they're smaller, so you can keep your speed up more going into the corner and stuff. They're lighter because they got to be a 1,700-pound car is what they got to weigh when you go across the scale. So as far as being fast on a dry, slick track, we're just a little bit lighter, and we can stick to track a little better, so it makes us pretty fast on that dry, slick racetracks.
I've had drivers tell me if the track conditions are right and your car is set up well, I've heard there are times when you don't even have to lift.
Oh, yeah, a lot of times you get in them. Like Ogilvy, for instance, is a if there's a little tack on that racetrack, it usually is just put both feet flat on the floor and go on that big racetrack there. And that is probably one of the best racetracks in the country. I guess that's what we consider our home racetrack, even though it is 180 miles from us, but we don't hardly miss a show there. It's got to be pretty rare if we miss a race at that place.
Some great tracks for fans to watch Mod 4s are Princeton, Wilmer, Brainerd, and Ogilvy. The competition at each one of those tracks is stout.
Oh, yeah. There's just a smaller class, so you run against all the guys, all the top runners, you know. My son there, he won the NASCAR championship last year, so he's there. You got old Dino Larson there, you know, he just never gives up. He was just out to, he just ran out to Casper last Saturday night and got a win out there and coming back. He loves the racers. You know, you're not going to get him out of a race car for a long time, I don't think. So, and he loves it, and he has a lot of fun, and he's pretty, he's always competitive, you know. And then his son Tyler, and you got Tommy Bodden and them guys, you know, they're all real competitive. So it makes you really work every night at the racetrack. If you get a win, it's pretty special to beat them guys.
And you talk about the diversity of the Mod 4 division, from the young guns like Tommy Pagones to the veterans like the Silver Bullet Dean Larson. There's a little for everyone in that division.
Oh yeah, we had last year. We had the boys from Wisconsin, the Rant boys. Landon is 16, and Levi, the youngest one, he was 12 years old running him. And it was pretty competitive in it, and now they've moved into different divisions. You know, and then you got a lot of girls running it and stuff like that. So it's a from young to, like me and Dean, we're the old guys in the bunch. You know, we just never quit. We're just having too much fun.
The Dean Funt Memorial in the Mod 4 division, that seems to be the one that everyone wants to win.
Yeah, they've had it now two or three times, I think we've had it, and it's a fun race. I mean, they bring them out of the back pastures there, the Mod 4s. Now you get there and you've seen cars you've never seen for years, you know, because the first year I think we ran it, we had just about 50 cars, if I remember right. And the last year was right at 40 cars. So it brings in I don't know what it is about it, but just the track and there's so many different prizes. Everybody throws money in, so the prizes don't all go to the winner. You know, you could be a 10th place car or win the B main and come out for a pretty good paycheck. So that's one nice thing about their money goes way back. And so everybody loves to come there because they know they can get a decent paycheck out of it.
Living in Milbank, South Dakota, what is your closest track for you to race?
Closest track is Wilmer. That's 75 miles from me is Wilmer's the closest. And I like to get there more. I didn't get that much there the last couple of years, but hopefully this year we can get there a few more Thursday nights. It's hard, the hours I work and then trying to get off Thursday night and then taking off early on Friday gets kind of tough, so I usually don't make it there that often. But yeah, so Wilmer's the closest.
You are also not afraid to make the tow to Wyoming, where you've picked up some wins at both Gillette and Sheridan.
Yeah, we've go out there a couple times. Let's see, last year I only got out there, only went out the one time. They have a Welsh Memorial, Brian Welsh's dad. We have a memorial for him, and they have four nights of racing there. You go to Rapid City and Gillette and Sheridan and Casper, usually, if they can make it all work that way. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. We had good luck out there, and then we've been out there for the East West class in Gillette, and we picked up last time. Last year we didn't go out there because Dustin went out there, but the year before we went out, we picked up all three nights out there. So, yeah, there are some fun racetracks out there.
There are some fun racetracks out there. We were out there on a family vacation, and my wife saw my head snap around. I saw a sprint car on a trailer, so I instantly Googled closest racetrack, and it happened to be Gillette, but that is a long haul out there.
Yeah, it's Gillette is the closest, and that's about 10-hour drive out to Gillette out there.
Your son, Dustin, is the 2022 Mod 4 National Champion. What is it like to be able to do what you love with your son?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, I guess me and him are so competitive that it's unreal. We'll probably race each other harder than anybody else. I mean, we've taken each other out, not by choice, but just on the racetrack, hit a bump or something and took and ran into each other and stuff. But I mean, we'll race really, really hard. It's a blast to be, you know, then we're in the pits together, and my wife is there, and his daughter, girlfriend and stuff. So we all have a great time there and just, you know, goofing around the pits and racing. It's can't ask for much more.
It's also fun for me because as I go through the weekly track stats, I want to see which Holquist finished on top this week.
Yeah, it don't happen all the time, but it's nice. We've had some good cars. Dustin start. We bought a jig from Corey Van Mill, the CRC jig. We bought that here, 4 or 5 years ago, and now we've been remodifying it. Every year we've been making changes on it, and it seems to be making the cars faster every year. So we've been going in the right direction with that. Now they call it a Dirt Slayer chassis.
Equal cars, equal track. Who's the fastest Holquist?
Depends on the conditions of the track and stuff. The kid is, you know, he's a little younger, so he can feel things better, or see a little better and stuff like that. But I have beat him quite a few times, so it's still a fun competition. But, I mean, if he wins, I'm happy for him, and if I win, he's happy for me. So, I mean, you know, it's fun. It's just a lot of fun.
Winning drivers win races in the shop. The car is clean, prepared, and ready to go when it reaches the track. Tom Wagaman, who is a guest on this weekend's show, said your engines are spotless when your stuff comes in. You take care of your stuff, and that leads to victory lane.
Yeah, I mean, we get home from racing Sunday night from Granite City. You get home about 1 o'clock in the morning or so, and up and go to work at 5:36, and as soon as I get home, the car comes out of the trailer, and we get it washed and goes back in the shop and up on jack stands, and we start going through it and out there every night, usually from, you know, I get off work, you know, around 6 o'clock until usually 9 o'clock every night until race day again.
Bob, you are 4 years older than me and you are still putting it in victory lane. That has to be a great feeling.
Yeah, it is. I just, you know, like I say, if we can keep staying competitive, we'll still race it for a little while. Yeah, just depends on how competitive, you know, if we can stay competitive, then it makes it worthwhile. You know, if we couldn't be competitive, it wouldn't be any fun. So, I mean, I couldn't go out there and just run around the back. If I can't be going for the win, I'm not happy. So it's a lot of fun to be that way. And like, that's why old Dean is too. You know, if he couldn't be competitive, I'm sure he wouldn't be out there. So we just have a lot of fun that way.
You've won the Wasota 100. And the Topless Nationals, just to name a few. What is your most memorable win for you personally?
Well, I would say it would have to be the win in the 100. I mean, we went out there that weekend and got rained and everything, and we had the feature and the rock race, but they're going to cancel, but they used to have the race of champions too, and that. So we had got all that in one night, and I went out there and we won the main feature, and then our rock race didn't start till 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was able to come from eighth to win that. So it was probably one of the best nights I've ever had. You know, it was 5 o'clock and whatever we got done, but it was a great weekend.
Wow, that makes a long night for drivers. I've actually heard of nights like that and drivers taking a nap in between the heats and when they finally get to run their feature.
Oh yeah, I'm really good at taking a nap in the car a lot of times, too.
When I called you to schedule the interview, I could hear the distinct sound of a socket wrench in the background, and you were working on a new motorhome. That's going to be a great addition to the race team this season.
Oh yeah, we're really excited. My wife especially. That toter just wasn't very big. It was kind of small and was pretty cramped. But now she's got all the luxuries that she wants. So probably won't even get her out to help work on the car anymore now since we got this new motorhome. So, but that's all right. She enjoys it.
When you do decide to hang up the helmet and retire and head south, will you be towing the race car along with you? Because I know there's tracks sanctioned for Mod 4s down south.
Oh, who knows? It's a long time, you know. It'd be nice to start in a year or two, but I probably ain't going to retire until I suppose I'll go 67 before I retire. So by that time, I'll probably be getting ready to get out of them before that even. So depends on how things go with the Mod 4 class, how Vasota treats is coming up here. If everything starts getting a little better there and we get more drivers interested, it should make it a lot more fun. So it all depends on how things go.
Is there a goal this season or a race that you'd like to win before you do hang up the helmet?
Oh, it's always wanting to win the Vasota 100. That's one of the main goals. And it'd be nice. I came in second and sixth in that Dean Funt Memorial. So it'd sure be nice to pick that one up once.
Bob, thanks for all you do. Thanks for being a crazy bull rider and getting into this crazy thing we call racing. And thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Well, thank you. Sure appreciate it. A lot of fun.
Big jobs on big properties demand a big side-by-side. A side-by-side like the first ever Honda Pioneer 1000 Deluxe Crew. This flagship model delivers serious power and performance where you need it most. Even more, it offers best-in-class comfort for 6 occupants with backseat legroom beyond compare. As for build quality, well, let the Honda name speak for itself. Head to Trimble's in Austin, Minnesota and see the all-new Pioneer 1000 Deluxe Crew today. Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
We can all think back to the first time we experienced real horsepower. Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service. Whether it's that pinion-in-the-seat feeling of a big block Chevy, the roar of a healthy 340, or the joy of a perfectly tuned flathead, here at Byers Engine Service, we service them all. Strip to street, dirt track to asphalt, or just cruising the strip. Stop by and check us out at 2915 20th Street Southeast in Rochester or call 507-282-5586.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit ExtremePowderCoating.net for more information. If you have a vehicle accident, go with a professional. Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision are the definition of professionals. For over 42 years, they have dedicated their lives to collision repair along with the training, knowledge, and skills that come with the job. Go with the pros. Midwest Collision in Faribault, 507-332-2434. Midwest Collision.
Fast shafts, drive shafts are used by Jake Tim, Tom Berry Jr., Derek Ramirez, Kyle Strickler, Jonathan Davenport, Derek Green, Dalen Murdy, and more. And they currently build drive shafts for 90% of the major chassis builders. Fast shafts is also a longtime title sponsor of the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Invitational at the IMCA Super Nationals and support a number of competitive series nationwide. Buy directly from Fast Shafts or from their network of dealers. Shipping daily across the country or worldwide. See fastshafts.com.
Do you know what many top race car teams use for small radiator leaks? It's Justice Brothers Radiator Stop Leak, effective insurance that keeps them in the middle of competition, proven under the toughest racing conditions, and it works the same way in your car. Justice Brothers Radiator Stop Leak stops leaks in radiators and blocks sealing the leak while you drive, and it won't clog the cooling system. It mixes with all antifreeze and coolants. Take the advice of top race teams. Use Justice Brothers Radiator Stop Leak.
See our display at Runnings.
If you'd like to win a brand new 2023 70th anniversary Z06 Corvette with the Z07 Performance Package and $25,000, visit winaz06corvette.com for your chance to win. You'll not only be able to get tickets to win this stunning 2023 Vette, but you'll also be supporting the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville. This 2023 70th anniversary Z06 Corvette comes in white pearl tri-coat metallic with satin gray stripes and is a fundraiser for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. So if you'd like a chance to be driving this new 2023 Corvette Stingray this August, visit winaz06corvette.com for your chance to win. Our winaz06corvette.com will be drawn for on Saturday, August 19th. Good luck in the drawing.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Aaron Betts from Murray County Speedway. And Aaron, you are kicking off the season on Friday night, May 12th, and I know you guys do an excellent job of track prep out there. How's the track looking at this time?
Oh, the track here just a little over a week ago, we had a foot of snow all over everything, but it less than a week with the nice temps we had and wind. We were able to do some stuff, pick some rock last Thursday. We've gotten a little snow and rain since then, but I think right now it looks like we're scheduled or going to have it on as scheduled.
What are the classes that fans can see on a regular night of racing at Murray County Speedway?
We have our bomber class, the Trax bomber class. We have IMCA sport compacts, hobbies, sport mods, stock cars, and A-modifieds.
The first event that popped out to me is the stock car special on the 26th of May. And I know watching stock cars on your track is amazing. The last special when the whole pack was coming out of turn four right at the grandstand and somebody snuck down on the inside and stole the victory on that last lap, the fans were going wild.
Yeah, I think he entered turn three in fourth place and the front runners kind of touched a little, and he was able to get underneath them. And it was the whole stands erupted. He hadn't won a feature, I know, at least 2 years. So it was a lot of fun that night.
And you had the best view of the whole thing on the flag stand. You had to be cheering for him, too.
Well, I will say I'm not supposed to cheer for anybody, but it didn't disappoint me when he won. I was glad to see it. And I think everybody had smiles in the stands, the flag stand, everybody had fun.
June 23rd, you have regular racing, but you also have the Hot Rod Touring Series back, and that is a great group of vintage guys.
It is. We've been having them come here once a year before I started, so and this is my ninth year on the board. So they enjoy coming. It's usually their first event of their schedule, usually. So, and we've got two or three guys locally that run with them. So it's fun to get them out on the track. And yeah, it's nice to see the old cars going around.
July 14th is Hall of Fame night. And it means so much to these guys, the recognition and to get their old fans back and just be back in front of the racing community. And it's great what you do to honor these folks.
Yeah, they really appreciate it, enjoy it. The fans do. I do, because a lot of these guys I raced against when I raced years ago. So it's nice to see them getting recognition. It's nice to see our Hall of Fame members that are already in there, the ones that are able to come to the track. You know, we don't get to see them as much as we'd like to. So it's just, yeah, we have a longer intermission for the recognition, but everybody enjoys it.
On August 4th, you have the late model street stocks back in the lineup. And for fans that have not seen that group that runs out in South Dakota, those guys are really fast.
They are. They are speed-wise, they're between a stock car and a modified, but they have more of a late model look to them. They sound totally different with they run the different headers. They sound totally different. Big wings. They enjoy it.
I know we really enjoy coming out to Murray County Speedway. What a beautiful facility. There's a lot of very convenient parking. You've got an awesome concession stand, and just sitting there in the grandstands
overlooking the grounds. You can tell how much pride and care goes into taking care of that place. And I can't imagine what it's like when you add the county fair to the mix.
Oh, it is a lot of fun. First, I need to recognize our county parks department. They do all the mowing and take care of the place for us. Without them, we couldn't. I mean, it'd be way more work than it is already. And they do a phenomenal job.
I know you've got championship night scheduled for August 25th. If fans want to print off a copy of the Murray County Speedway schedule, it's very easy to do. How can they do that, Aaron?
You can go to My Race Pass. If you do My Race Pass, you can look at the schedule. It's on your phone all the time, or you can print it from there. And our website, murraycountyspeedway.net, you can look at the schedule and print it off from there as well.
It's also great to see you back behind the wheel because I know how much you enjoy that.
Yeah, it is. I started racing in 92, if I remember right. And then I was done after the 2013 season. And I always miss it. I mean, I'm glad I get to work with the track. I'm always around it. And last year, we decided to get a hobby with a friend of ours. And so I was running hobby stocks. And I really miss it. It is so much fun.
I also think the youngest and biggest race fan that I know, and also one of the best race historians, your son, sounds like he might be getting behind the wheel.
Yeah, 14 is our age limit. They have to be 14, and he turns 14 in August of this year. So I don't know. Tentatively right now, the plan is we might have him in an enduro for our fair, because it'll be like 9 days since he turned 14. He is chomping at the bit. He wants a car real bad. I know mom's not ready, but dad is on the fence, but we'll get him out there, that's for sure.
Well, just a little advice as a parent, that's a great way to get the sticks picked up, the lawn mowed, the dishes washed, and anything else you need done.
That is true. It gives them an incentive to do all that stuff, that is for sure.
Aaron, what's the best way to find out any information that they need on Murray County Speedway?
Murray County Speedway on Facebook. We do live updates every Thursday during the race season. We got a Thursday night track report. I started probably 5-6 years ago. That's been a big hit. A lot of tracks have kind of picked up doing it. Everybody can see what the track's doing. We do our track prep Thursday night, so we can show how the track is going. My Race Pass, like I mentioned before, and our website. So there's plenty of ways. If anything, call me. I get a lot of phone calls. So then we put our, if we get weather announcements, are on Facebook, first of all, and then website and stuff like that.
Aaron, thanks for all you do on and off the track, and I can't wait to start reading your son's name in the track stats, and thanks for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Thank you, and thanks for doing the show every Saturday, Clay.
VP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. VP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, VP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of VP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Working at my job, going all day long. Don't want to go and mow my lawn. Picking up the phone book, and what do I see? I see Wolf and Sons can do it for me. Dandelions, I don't want to spray. Free estimates are coming your way. Don't hesitate and learn about more. Call 455-3524.
And if you have some really big outside jobs, Wolf & Sons has the dump trucks, loaders, and graders you need to haul in driveway gravel, black dirt, and clear building sites.
Rhino Ag Equipment is used in agriculture, commercial or industrial mowing applications, landscape preparation, roadside maintenance, and many other farm and ranch applications. With 0% financing for 48 months for qualified buyers, now is the time to take home a Rhino. Find a Rhino Ag dealer near you at rhinoag.com.
At Arrow Race Wheels, they put their customers first and appreciate the loyalty the racers have for the company. Arrow Race Wheels is willing to work with anyone who has a question or problem. The only way to stay on top is to listen to the people putting us there. If you want to run with the winners, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force Load Machines and develop the Ultra Force Suspension Software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at Weir'sMachine.com, UltraForceTech.com, and the all-new CircleTrackApp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
Packaging the impossible inside the possible through service, quality, and expertise. Hi, this is Holly, the new general manager at Foamcraft Packaging. We are your foam and wood packaging experts in Minnesota. If you are a business owner or in charge of your packaging, we want to talk to you. We specialize in designing and manufacturing wood crates, pallets, and foam inserts, and are here to help keep your products protected in transit. We are here to help you. Visit us at foamcraftpackaging.com.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Tom Wagaman from Ogilvy Raceway. And Tom, I'm sure you are as confused as the rest of us. What is the status of Ogilvy Raceway, and when do you think you'll actually be able to open?
Oh, boy. At one point, we had 7 feet of snow on the track, and then it went down to absolutely zero. We got 3 inches of snow in Ogilvy last weekend, and it blew so hard that we had 3.25 feet of snow back in corner one. So, you know, we got rid of it. We're getting rid of it. We don't know what's going to happen, but we won't open until the track is perfect. That's a lie. We're going to open as soon as we can, but we think the track is still going to be perfect.
One of the first things on the schedule that caught my eye was the Saturday, May 13th, UMSS Sprint Car Special, and what a blast to watch those guys on your track with the rest of the divisions.
It's going to be, actually, usually when we have sprint cars, like the mods will take the night off a lot of times on that night, and, you know, it's going to be fun. The mods are racing that night with them, which is, you know, like I said, different than we usually do, but it'll be interesting to watch because the sprint car is bringing a special type of people. I love them. So it'll be packed, and hopefully we'll put on, I know they'll put on a show. So hopefully the track lives up to, hopefully we build a good stage for them.
I know this weekend you are on with Robert Holquist. What a great guy. And for fans that have not been to a track where they run the mod fours, these cars are not slouches. If the track's set up right and those cars are running well, they can literally get up on the wall and they don't have to lift.
No. The Mod 4s, God, I wish there's more of them, and there is. But the competition in the Mod 4s is fun to watch. I mean, you got Holquist and his dad, you got Bowden, you got Pagonis, and I mean, I'm leaving out a bunch. Rance, they're moved up, or didn't, I hate to say moved up, actually, because a lot of times they just made a move to a different class. That class is fun to watch. Night in and night out, they usually put on a pretty darn good show. It's fun because it's usually somebody's going away right away, and you go, well, nobody's catching them. And then all of a sudden, yep, they're caught. They lose, you know. Love the class. We actually do a decent amount of engines for them. And Wasoda's helped out with engines, a little bit of rule changes because of just how hard it is to keep different things together right now. And it's a little trying time for racers, engine builders, tire guys, that you name it, and just the regular public. But Holquist, he's funny and a nice guy, and there's a guy that takes care of his equipment as good as anybody I've ever seen.
Winning races in a shop is what it's all about, being prepared when you hit the track. And one thing I'm very excited about looking at schedules throughout the region is the amount of opportunity for the fans to see some great late model racing. And Saturday, May 20th, you've got late models at Ogilvy.
Yeah, we got the Challenge Series. So we're going to have a lot of late models this year. We're running them. We're going to run them darn near weekly. They're part of our main classes. But yeah, on the 20th, we're having a Challenge Series. We have a few Challenge Series this year, so it's I'm very, very much looking forward to it. They usually pack the stands, and hopefully, like I said again, we got Nate Fisher to work our track, so I think they're going to be able to put on a show.
Memorial Day weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the Minnesota Modified Nationals. And when you get an event at a track for two nights, that increases the car count and gives the fans some great opportunity to do some camping and tailgating.
Every year, our camping and tailgating's been better and better. We have a nice campsite right next to us. He does a great job of bringing people back and forth. We have a nice fire zone and sometimes a live band over there, and we have a live band at our place. So it's worked very well between us, and it has been getting better and better every year for keeping people up late on a Friday night. That's where I shine. Hate to say it, but I love after the racing is done to just kind of relax and BS with the guys. You know, there's nothing better for me.
June 3rd, the World Outlaw Sprint Car Series invades Ogilvy Raceway, and this is a great opportunity for the fans in our region to get to see that series during the height of summer.
Yeah, we're the only track they added this year, so I was very, very happy about that. It doesn't get any better, I don't think. If you're a sprint car fan or just a fan that's never really watched racing before or dirt track racing, if you're going to pick something to go to start out and see what it's all about and kind of jumpstart your heart, that's the show. It's nice when they come to your track and they say, God, we're going to be going fast here. Can you add a couple feet to the fence? You know, I mean, it's going to be fun. They'll be very fast, and they're going to put on a show like you wouldn't believe. I'm sure of that. And we're going to sell a lot of popcorn, pop, and beer that night.
My favorite class at Ogilvy Raceway is Superstocks, and June 10th, you have the Northland Superstock Series, and that's going to be a great night because it'll bring in extra cars.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the Superstocks also, and I don't even know if it's as much the cars as it is the drivers. The drivers in that class they're a whole different animal than any other class, it seems like. They do like to have fun, they do like to party, and they do like to put on a show. It's very fun, and it's nice to see them out there, and it brings that's another thing that just kind of, when people go there, the kids love them. They're like, oh, look at, you know, they just love that type of car. And so anytime we can get them guys out there and get a good class of them, we're going to try to do it.
July 13th through the 15th, Mod Wars with USMTS versus Wasota Mods. And again, that's one of those three-night specials where the cars can tow in from a long distance. They know they don't have to drive between races and can spend three nights at the track. So you're going to get great car count. That's a great destination event for the fans.
I think we're going to get a great car count. And once again, when the modifieds don't have to change a bunch of stuff to run and be able to compete with the USMTS guys, that's what you want to see. That's why I have that race. That's why I love that race. That's our baby out there. It's something that both sides are going to complain, no matter what, that the other side's got a little bit more of an advantage. But every time we do it, anybody has a chance of winning that thing. If you're up on the wheel, if it slicks off and there's a little bit of cushion, there's a bunch of guys that can get there. If it just slicks off and there's no cushion, there's a different bunch of guys that get there. If it just stays hammered down, it's a different crew. You know, so Wasota has just as good a chance of winning that thing every year as the USMTS guys, and the USMTS guys have just as good a chance of winning that thing as the Wasota guys. So both of them guys, they can all keep their mouths shut and get up on that wheel, and let's see who can win that thing.
July 29th, the DRC Street Stock Special, and I'm a huge fan of watching those fendered cars. Those street stocks put on a whale of a show, and it's usually coming out of turn four, and there's a whole pack of them, and it's right down to the flag stand to see who's going to win.
Yeah, you're right. Four wide, sometimes five wide. Coming out of two is usually where we see the five wide, and it gets a little hairy for me. But yeah, they'll come out of four wide for the win, maybe three wide, maybe four, and yeah, there's nothing. It's all good. I hate to say there's nothing better, but I'll be sitting there watching like the rest of the fans and just hope they put on a show, and I know they will.
October 6th and 7th, the Fall Classic, followed by October 20th and 21st, the Topless Nationals. And the way this weather has gone so far this winter, anybody that's made it through the winter to spring deserves the most beautiful fall we've ever had.
I agree. I hope Chris has a great show. He rents the track from us, and he's great to deal with. And I hope he has a heck of a show for the Fall Classic. And when he brings in that show to us, I mean, even though he's renting it, boy, does it help us out. You know, there's times when you need to have a show where you can kind of sit back and relax and say, okay, somebody else is taking the risk. We're just going to sit here and hopefully sell some popcorn and some food. We got good food. And hopefully everything turns out good for him. But on the other side, the Topless Nationals, that's my baby. That's our baby, you know. So to me, the Topless Nationals, it's our signature. And I love last year. I can't remember who won that thing in the mods. Oh, that was Clayton. That's my kid. So, no, just choking. We love that show. And I loved it before before the family was able to purchase the track, and love it still. So that's as good as it gets. The guys can just relax and party. We will have a live band again this year, and it's a great way just to close out the year. Let the kids put on all their costumes, let the guys dress up their cars, and everybody just, you know, hit the track and enjoy the last weekend of the year.
Tom, if listeners would like to find out more about Ogilvie Raceway, or print off a schedule and hang it up so they know everything that's going on for the season, what's the best way to do that?
Go to OgilvieRaceway.com. You also can go to Ogilvie Raceway TV and watch us weekly. And any other questions, you call the track, and Nate, my sister, or I, one of us will get back to you, and we'll make sure that you have a good time.
Tom, thanks for all you do. Thanks for putting another awesome schedule together for all of us fans, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a power lift architectural door on your home or cabin. Power lift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Kelly or Rod. Power lift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Hi, this is Steve from Poles Electric. Do you have electrical projects in your future? Poles Electric can help. Poles Electric offers industrial, commercial, farm, and residential electrical services in Minnesota and northern Iowa. We have 24-hour emergency service, design build, automation, underground boring, solar installation, and much more. Poles Electric has a great staff and can assist you with your electrical needs. Look us up at ColesElectric.com. Or call us at 507-451-1387.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show. And as always, I'm joined by Speed the Sauce Man from Cookies Barbecue Sauces and Seasonings. And Speed, you just made a trip to the Iowa State Capitol.
Myself, along with the Tama County pork producers, try to every April go down to the capital at Des Moines and grill up a bunch of boneless pork loin sandwiches and give to the legislators and their aides and whoever else might be roaming around in the capital. And it's always an enjoyable day. I get to visit with a lot of the different legislators, and like I always joke with them, you know, if things aren't done right, their sandwich ain't going to have any meat on it. And I'll tell you what, Tama County pork producers, I've worked with those people, Denny Ginger and the gang over there, 30-plus years, and just hard workers and a lot of fun to work with.
Promoting pork in Iowa.
Yep. In fact, when I was driving down there, there was hogs actually jumping the fence trying to get in my car because they wanted to get a little cookie put on them yet that day, and I told them they were out of luck. Speaking of a tough day, I'll tell you what, kind of make your day brighter, stuffed or loaded potato skins clean. There's so many varieties that you can do with it. Now, what I like to do is I'll just take, not a huge, but at least get a good medium-sized potato and pop it in the oven and bake it an hour at 350, whatever it takes to get it done. I like to get around a 200-degree internal temp in the baked potato. You know it's done. Pull it out and let it cool down just a little bit and slice it in half. Peel a lot of the insides out. And I like to leave about roughly a quarter of an inch potato in there, so I've also got something good to eat with the skin and the filling that I put in it. Save what I carve out of there. I either mash it up and then fry it up with a little bit of flavor enhancer and butter and onion with it so I don't lose any of it. But anyway, I take those skins and get them carved out, and then I like to fill them. Just take like boneless ribs end or pork shoulder or butt, whatever you want to. Make some pulled pork seasoned with our flavor enhancer and put a little bit of our sweet hickory or any one of our barbecue sauces in with the pork. And stuff that on top, but sprinkle a little bit of cheddar cheese on top of that. Another thing I like to do is take our chicken dip that's in our cookbook with cream cheese and wings and things in it and chunks of chicken and lay that in there. And I like to drizzle a little extra wings and things on top of that. I also just take and brown up some ground beef or ground pork, mix our taco sauce in with it and fill them with that, and then sprinkle a bunch of cheddar cheese on top of that. They're a nice to-go item because everything in them is cooked. So if you just refrigerate it with the meat that's in it, all you got to do is put them in one of those foil throwaway pans and cover it and either set it on your grill or put it in a 250-275 degree oven for half an hour, and they're good to go because you got everything else cooked. And if they want these and other great ideas, just go to our website, which is Cookies, BBQ, that's COOKIES, and then the letter B and the letter B and the letter Q.com. A lot of great recipes on there, so just go there and turn the average cook into a renowned chef overnight.
Hey, Dirt Show listeners. For over 20 years, Hot Rod Hardware in West Concord, Minnesota has provided everything to modernize and improve your hot rod's performance. Hot Rod Hardware is your specialty aftermarket auto parts go-to solution. From radiators and brakes to suspension, handling, and power. From the drag strip to the street, dirt track to cruise nights, Hot Rod Hardware is your family-owned solution. Check us out at hotrodhardware.com or just call the guys at 507-527-1020. Where, as they say, no robots, just real people.
Does good food get your heart racing? How about food that's prepared to perfection with your favorite sauces and seasonings? Friends, it's me, the Sauce Man, and I'm here to tell you that if you love Full Throttle flavor, you're going to love our line of premium barbecue sauces and seasonings. Made with high-quality ingredients, you can trust our products to punch up the flavor of your favorite meats, main dishes, and so much more. Get winning recipes and join our sauce squad at cookiesbbq.com. And remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Let Napa take the guesswork out of finding the right mix of fuel for your outdoor power equipment. This month, stop by your local Napa Auto Parts store or visit Napa online and pick up a 32-ounce container of ready-to-use True Fuel engineered fuel and oil starting at just $6.99. Simply open and pour for the perfect mix every time. With True Fuel, you'll keep your equipment running its best start after start. Valid at participating Napa Auto Parts stores or Napa online. Offer ends 4/30/2023 or while supplies last. See store for details. Napa, a proud sponsor of The Dirt Show.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
With the persistent cold, wet weather, race results have been hard to come by, but they were racing Tuesday night, April 25th, at 34 Raceway in Burlington, Iowa. The High Limits Racing Series in the 305 Wing Sprint A-Main, Jake Glasgow over Cody Worley, and in the 410 Wing Sprint Car, 35-lap A-Main, Anthony Markey over Zeb Wise.
Toner's Lake Karting Facility offers dirt oval karting at its finest. Hot laps start at noon on Sundays, followed by great kart racing from rookies to pros. Admission is always free, and pit passes are only $5. Come out and enjoy some exciting, safe, and fair kart racing at a well-organized facility. Toner's Lake Karting, located northwest of Waseca in a beautiful rural setting next to Toner's Lake. See tonerslakekarting.org for more details.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.